It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kedar Tierkent. Glad you could be here as we have Wisconsin's top economic development official. A study by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities examined how states used federal pandemic funds. And when you factor in the share of federal aid received by states, Wisconsin leads the nation in dedicating a bigger chunk of federal dollars from the American Rescue Plan Act to economic development than other states. Join in on Main Street Revitalization, workforce grants, your experience running a business in these times. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Missy Hughes is Secretary and CEO of Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Secretary Hughes, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Well, let's start with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. It says Wisconsin has spent $1.3 billion of this federal pandemic relief on aid for businesses and workforce and economic development. What is the role of your agency in figuring out where these funds go?
Well, as we saw the pandemic hitting Wisconsin, and as we moved through it, we really saw that there were a number of businesses, especially small businesses in Wisconsin, that were going to struggle to gain some of the federal dollars that were coming in, like the Paycheck Protection Act. So we wanted to make sure that those small Main Street businesses were receiving some funds to help them keep their doors open, to help them keep paying their employees. And so we worked very closely with Governor Evers to strategically invest dollars all around Wisconsin to help our businesses.
So at this point, how do you evaluate your return on investment with these dollars, with these fund allocations? What are you watching?
Well, I think the first thing that we're watching is really how the Wisconsin economy is doing. And when you look at some of the traditional numbers, like the unemployment number, which we just received last week at about 3.3%, and the labor participation rate, which is 63.5%, both of those are trending above the national average. And so, you know, as we look at these things, we try to determine how is the Wisconsin economy doing. And when we talk to our businesses, they seem very, very optimistic. They're encouraged about what they're seeing, and they're continuing to grow. And so we're feeling that the investments we've made have really positioned Wisconsin for a resilient, successful future.
With these Main Street bounce back dollars, and I'm just going to say it bluntly, $10,000 isn't much money, especially considering what it takes to set up a commercial storefront to be ready for, you know, a forward-facing business to customers. How did you come to settle on this amount for these grants?
Well, what we've really seen is that small businesses really know how to make a dollar work. So you would be surprised that around the state in all 72 counties. businesses have been able to take that $10,000 and pay their rent for a whole year, or buy inventory, or buy critical computer systems that help them at the cash register. So businesses are really able to make that $10,000 work in really incredible ways.
Are storefronts filling back up? Do you have any data on that?
The data that we have really been relying on is talking with our local communities who have been utilizing the Main Street Bounce Back Grants. And remember, those grants are meant to fill vacant spaces on main streets or in commercial corridors. And what our communities are telling us is that they're full up. They're looking for more spaces to be able to utilize these grants. And, you know, to have a community at 95, 98% capacity of their retail spaces shows that these grants are really successful and putting dollars to work.
Even in rural areas, Main Street storefronts doing well in rural towns?
I'll take the example of Washburn, Wisconsin, which is up in the Northwest. They've received over 16 Main Street bounce back grants, and their Main Street is more vibrant than ever.
How about workforce innovation grants? What have you seen there?
Yeah, the workforce innovation grants are really exciting. This is $128 million that we've put to work all around the state in 27 different projects to try to remove barriers that workers are facing that's keeping them from really fully participating in the economy. So whether it's transportation or childcare, these projects are the result of communities coming to us and saying, this is our worst problem around workforce, and we have an innovative way to solve it. And so those 27 projects are up and running, and we're really excited to see the results of those.
you know, what we've heard time and again in our conversations with business people on our show is that the access to quality childcare, the affordable housing, and the broadband, three major issues that have really come to a head in these times. Are these the types of, you know, workforce innovation grants that are addressing these issues? How do you get at the heart of these issues?
Well, the governor has invested $100 million of the ARPA funds in broadband. And, you know, that seems to really be making a difference all around the state. I don't hear broadband connectivity as much of a concern as you mentioned, childcare and housing. And so at least four of the workforce innovation grants are focused on two things. One is helping to train up additional childcare workers, because that's where we're really seeing a deficit around the country. And then also helping those childcare workers have what they need to continue to be successful, like housing. We're seeing all around the state that we need to do more to increase our housing inventory, to make sure it's affordable and it's in the communities where folks are working.
How do you get projects up and running then when you have a worker shortage and supply chain issues at just getting the materials for new housing starts?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lie. These are definitely challenges that we're facing. Two of the workforce innovation grants focus on increasing the number of construction workers we have. So in Madison at Operation Fresh and at the Boys and Girls Club, we are exposing young people to the opportunities in the construction industry, making sure they understand that building things is really cool.
We're talking about the state economy, the challenges. Missy Hughes with us, Secretary and CEO of Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. You can join in on your business, what you're experiencing, 800-642-1234. Missy, you also targeted federal pandemic aid toward minority chambers of commerce, and I think you worked to build, relationships with, like, the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber and the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Can you tell us what results you're seeing in these areas?
Well, WEDC has worked with those chambers for a number of years, recognizing that the Hmong Chamber or the African American Chamber of Commerce have a direct line of sight to diverse owned businesses. And by partnering them with them, we're able to deploy resources and then they put them to work. Governor Evers piled on to that effort with more resources for those chambers, and we're working with them to understand how they're going to deploy those in their communities and how we can continue to leverage those resources and make sure that they're getting all the assistance they need, but also making sure that they have the freedom of operation to really put those dollars to work where they need to be working.
Do you see that this assistance will carry on into the future, that these dollars will be there in the future?
Well, one of the challenges with the federal dollars is, you know, it's a one-time infusion of dollars. And so what we're doing, both with the Workforce Innovation Grants, with the work with the diverse chambers, is saying, collect the data for the impact that you're having. Let us know what businesses are experiencing, because then we can take that data and we can think about our budget surplus in Wisconsin. We can think about future investment to, again, continue leveraging those dollars and to learn from the experience that we've had to be really smart into the future.
As you look at the data coming in, has your agency's approach to incentives for retaining and growing jobs, has it changed with the state's workforce challenges or evolved in these times?
Well, what we're doing is we're really working closely with businesses. If a business comes to us and says they're interested in expanding and interested in receiving the tax credits for that, we're saying, okay, let's be conservative in your job creation estimates. Let's make sure that what you think you're going to create as far as jobs is really attainable in the particular market that we're in. And we're finding success with that conversation with the businesses, but we also want to be smart and think about how can we deploy dollars into the future that isn't so much based on job creation, but also based on other investments that the companies are making that will reinforce and build our economy.
What might those investments be?
Well, they might be making investments in renewable energy, making their businesses more sustainable, more efficient, more productive. And so we want to be supporting that. We have businesses all around the state that are modernizing, that are increasing their equipment to be able to be safer and to have our employees, our workforce of Wisconsin, involved in more technical skills rather than in, you know, lifting heavy pieces of metal and more dangerous operations. So we want to work really closely with our businesses as they consider these modernizing efforts.
Along these lines, I'm curious, do you think of financial incentive packages differently post-Foxconn and at this point in the pandemic when many businesses have received help from the federal government in some way, in some fashion, over, you know, the past 2.5 years?
Well, in conversations that we have with businesses, we recognize that while the incentives are a piece of what they're deciding on, many businesses are thinking about 50-year investments. So they want to make sure that their communities that they're moving into have a great quality of life, that the schools are good, that the people who they're bringing to that community will want to stay. And so we're really focusing on making sure that we're making Wisconsin a great place to live for the people who are here and for the people who are interested in coming to Wisconsin.
What do you think Wisconsin employers should be doing to improve their company's work culture? That's what I'm hearing in what you're saying. What should they be doing?
Well, what businesses are doing is they're thinking about things like we've talked about, childcare and housing. They're thinking about how they can support their employees during that, you know, crucial 5 to 8 year period when you've got young ones and you're trying to decide, you know, how you can make sure they have a safe place to be during the day. Companies are investing in childcare. Like a company like Quick Trip just opened an on-site childcare in La Crosse. Mm-hmm. And these are the really innovative ways that our companies are starting to think about how do we take care of our employees so that we can retain them. And companies all across Wisconsin are doing really incredible things to be as smart as they can be when it comes to retaining their employees.
Wisconsin's head of economic development, Missy Hughes, with us on business development in these high inflationary times, what Wisconsin companies are thinking and doing. Still time to talk about running your business, how you feel as an entrepreneur, what the state could do to boost your sector. 800-642-1234 to join in. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As we check in on Wisconsin business and industry, as companies think about their fourth quarter, how it will end, and what this holiday season will do for balance sheets, join in on what economic resilience means to you, what workforce or supply chain challenges you face. 800-642-1234. We have Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation CEO Missy Hughes, who stays with us. Missy, let's talk about entrepreneurs in Wisconsin. You have the Entrepreneurship Partner Grant Program. How are you trying to boost entrepreneurship in Wisconsin?
Yeah, the Entrepreneur Partnership Grant Program is one of a suite of programs that we have to really support entrepreneurs all around the state. It's important to keep in mind that entrepreneurs can be anyone who's starting a small business, like we talked about, the Main Street businesses, or somebody who's got a really interesting technology solution that they hope to grow and then, you know, spin off as a unicorn. And the Entrepreneurship Partner Grants reach out into our communities to those organizations that are helping entrepreneurs write business plans, think about how to commercialize their project. And we support those organizations all around the state, because the reality is, if you're an entrepreneur in Eau Claire or Ashland, you want to find somebody right in your community who can help you to think about how to grow your business. And so we want to make sure that those resources are available all around the state. And that's what the Entrepreneur Partnership Grants do.
What is the status on angel investors and finding that venture capital that is so critical to these startups who might have to go out of state to be able to find this financial backing when they're just getting started?
Yeah, what we're really studying is that along each phase of the entrepreneur's path, whether it's, you know, at that idea phase or as you get further along to commercialization, you need an infusion of investment. And in Wisconsin, we've got a group of angel investors that are willing to put down, you know, a few thousand dollars to help a business grow. But as you move along, it's harder and harder to find that capital that's really going to help you expand and, you know, go big with your idea. So what we want to do in Wisconsin, and we have, you know, a start at it, is to grow those venture capitalists right here, grow that amount of investment that's happening here in Wisconsin. The state is about to receive, WEDC through the state and through the federal government is about to receive a large sum of money, $50 million, that we're going to use to start a venture capital fund and encourage other businesses, other investors to invest in our Wisconsin businesses and keep them here and keep those dollars here working in Wisconsin.
It's like seed money for the seed money.
It's like, you know, what really happens is that if you invest in a company, you want to be near that company. And so we see, you know, investment from Boston or investment from San Francisco saying, yeah, well, now you got to come to San Francisco or Boston. We want to keep those businesses here, because often the businesses that we're seeing are based on Wisconsin businesses. It's, you know, ag tech, agricultural technology that helps make our farmers smarter, or it's manufacturing technology that makes our manufacturers more efficient and productive. So of course we want to keep those businesses here, and we need to have the capital to invest in them and you know, have them have that ability to stay here.
What is the timeline for rollout on that $50 million? What do you expect?
We expect, you know, we're working with the federal government, so not everything works as fast as we like, but we expect to see that start rolling out in early 23, and, you know, we'll be able to have access to those dollars and then put them to work, hopefully within the first or second quarter of the new year.
Talking about the state economy and the challenges with Missy Hughes, Secretary and CEO of Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. You can join in along the way, 800-642-1234. Missy, let's talk specifically about some financial packages here, incentive packages. Last month, Pfizer, the financial services company, announced its intention to open a new global headquarters in downtown Milwaukee. Project, of course, contingent on incentives currently being considered by WEDC in the city of Milwaukee. What can you tell us about those incentives?
Well, I can tell you that we've been talking to Pfizer for a number of years. We've been working with them through the pandemic. And with Pfizer is currently based in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And so we wanted to keep them here as a global headquarters. But they said, you know, we want to be in a really vibrant downtown area where we can access new tech workers, and, you know, we can really reflect who we are as a business. And they have chosen to stay in Milwaukee, which is really exciting. They're going to move downtown, and we expect to see about 1,000 jobs, you know, about 750 coming from Brookfield and 250 new jobs. And we'll really see Pfizer become an anchor in a good way for financial technology in Milwaukee. And we're really excited about that. I think Pfizer is recognizing the momentum that Milwaukee has right now and is jumping on that and going to contribute to it.
Just a bit more backstory here, because in 2017, Governor Scott Walker then and the state legislature, they had okayed like up to about $12.5 million in tax credits for Pfizer if it kept its headquarters here in Wisconsin. And at the time, I read about there were concerns that Pfizer was being lured away by another state. Would you say that your package now is an extension of that vision?
Well, Pfizer's gone through a lot of changes since 2017. They merged with a giant other fintech company called First Data. And so they've been working through their process for the last couple of years. They've got locations in New Jersey and Georgia. And so we definitely wanted to make sure that they were understanding that Wisconsin wanted them to keep their home here. And we successfully did that by partnering with the city and making sure that we made Pfizer understand we were here with them for the long term.
Another package we have an eye on is Salm Partners, the largest manufacturer of sausages and hot dogs in the country. And they said they're looking to move a factory in Alabama to the Green Bay area. WEDC had a tax credit for the company to have a second factory in Denmark, Wisconsin. What more are you doing to get Salm Partners here?
Well, Salm is a great example of businesses that we support all the time at WEDC. It's a family-owned business, like you said, in Denmark, Wisconsin. They are expanding. They're doing a $35 million investment on their sausage production, and they're expanding to include almost 195 new jobs. And so we want to support them as they're thinking about that expansion, and we've done that with a $950,000 business tax credit. They make over 15% of all the fully cooked sausage in the United States, not something you would always expect to know. But we're excited that they've decided to expand in Denmark. And, you know, it's a classic Wisconsin business making sausages. And it just makes so much sense for them to be doing that here in Wisconsin.
Less than a minute left, but with Black Friday upon us, Small Business Saturday also upon us, do you have any indication how Wisconsin retailers will do this year?
Well, how they do is going to rely on all of us. So we're kicking off Shop Small Wisconsin this week. And with our Main Street Bounce Back grants, as we mentioned before, we've created over 7,500 new businesses in every county of Wisconsin. And so it's incumbent on all of us as we do our holiday shopping to think of these new little businesses and to take the time. You know, it's easy to jump on Amazon or other online websites, but it's way more fun to go shopping on Main Streets and to enjoy the holiday decorations and maybe get a cup of coffee or another libation while you're doing it. So we're really focused on making sure that these Main Streets businesses, especially our new ones, get as much traffic as they can. And I would rely on all of your listeners to help us do that.
Missy, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Missy Hughes is Secretary and CEO of Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.